Kaiser Scott Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft for a minute with the mayor. Mayor, thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you. Beautiful morning this morning.
It is. It is. Maybe a little warm, but I think that's going to be remedied this weekend.
Hopefully. Some rain. Again.
Yeah. Going
to
be.
Welcome to Mississippi.
Yeah. Normal temperatures, possibly. We did have an alderman meeting last night. Boy, started with a lot of unclean properties.
Yeah, a lot of these on Joplin Street. Joplin's right off of East Jefferson, kind of close to the Highland Drive post office end. And there's just several up in there. And there's one family trying to make a little better up in there. And the rest of them are vacant houses, overgrown property. So we're trying to get those cleaned up a little bit.
Yep. And after that, you did have something from Chris Kern right at the beginning of the meeting.
Yeah, so back in September, Chris purchased one of these buildings like out there by Kentucky Fried Chicken and had it moved over on Tipton Street to possibly operate a barbershop out of. And the Planning Commission initially approved it. After the next day and looking at it, Brent and I talked, and I spoke with our attorney, and we have some concerns about not necessarily the building, but the operation of a commercial business in a residential district. So the Planning Commission went back and rescinded their motion. So Chris came last night to appeal it to the alderman for a decision, and we actually tabled that until November 3rd. So hopefully on November 3rd we can get this finalized for Chris one way or another. I know, you know, Chris is a barber, and I know all the barbers locally have been really hurt and damaged because of this COVID stuff, and I think that was the Planning Commission's initial intent was to try to help him because of this, but we still have, you know, ordinance and zones and rules for reasons, and we're just trying to make the best decision for not only for the city, but for Chris, too.
After that, the police department had a request for some vehicles.
Right, so we got some USDA funds, matching funds, to purchase vehicles. This is what we look at as like almost we can buy three cars for the price of two with their funds. And so we're getting two new patrol units and another investigator vehicle, another Dodge Durango, similar to what the chief's driving now. So the Durango will be in pretty soon. The Chargers, their 2021 Chargers, they may not be in till February or March. But if we didn't get them on order, then we'd be that much later getting them. And, you know, we try to buy at least one car a year. And when possible, when we get this, we'll take two or three. And this will get our investigator fleet in pretty good shape, though.
And next was approval of an invoice from MSI Sewer Repair, and that's for all that work that they were seeing done. Was it Love Road?
No, that was in the grant. This was an emergency repair type thing on Southeast Street. You know, it's over there off of College Street. The reason we approved the invoice like we did, we had approved the estimate of $26,000, and it ended up running about $32,000. The materials they had to fill the hole and do some stuff with ran a little bit more, so. That's what that was. We are finished with the CDBG project, the Love Road, some works around the highways and all. We are finished with that.
Okay. And next, just a lot of approving payments.
Yeah. So Christian got some money for, well, the first payment was to AJ Construction to finish off the square. We paid that off now. That's the final bill for that for AJ Construction, final bill for Christian, and then we paid Christian for some airport work. Which some of that work at the airport should start this week, hopefully, with the, if you go out there, the airport is halfway fenced in. And this work will complete the fence and then get a new fuel system in the airport. The fuel system will probably be December, January before it's put in.
And next was an approval of a quote from Municipal Emergency Services.
That's for backpacks for the fire department, their air packs, they call them. So it's about $10,000. They're about $1,000 a piece, and he bought 10 of them.
And next, you approved an ad for the Star Herald, and I think that's probably for the do it every year.
Buzz profile. Yeah. I think they're combining that this time. I'm not sure what they'll call it, but yeah, that one time.
And then there was an employee resignation.
Yeah, so we lost a great dispatcher, Jasmine Sharkey Murray. Now has resigned. Jasmine has two babies, and night work, and her husband works some nights, and. It doesn't make for a good situation. So we hate to lose Jasmine, but understand. So she was a great dispatcher.
Yep. And that was all on the agenda for there, the comments and claims. But we do know that we do have the Halloween coming up. We talked about it last time, but, you know, that is, I want to reiterate, that is okay.
That is okay. Somebody said last night, well, we didn't talk about Halloween. I said, well, Breck wasn't here. Breck's the Halloween guy.
That's right.
But, yeah, Halloween on the 31st, which is on Saturday, trick-or-treat. As we've said, if you're not comfortable, Keep your child at home. If you're not comfortable passing out candy, don't turn your light on. I think the city ordinance says 12 and under. So please, if you're over 12, don't be going up there. If you're growing a beard, trying to collect candy,
can't go get any candy.
That's you, Brett.
Man.
I'm not sure that, have they set a date for the safety parade?
Or? It is. It's going to be on Thursday, next Thursday, October next 29th.
Okay. So you'll have some churches doing stuff on the 28th. You'll have that on the 29th, and then you'll have trick or treat on the 31st. So a lot of opportunities to get out, be involved. And I know, think this Saturday night, maybe movie at the park.
Yep. Jason Isles Park.
A lot going on, I know everybody's tired of hearing, just be careful, wear a mask if you're comfortable, wear a mask if you'll be in close contact, social distance when you can, and let's try to be as normal and ready as possible.
Yeah, as normal as we can be.
Normal as you can
be. In 2020. But yeah, right. Yesterday I put my bucket out on my desk or on my table on my porch, and all I'm going to do is fill it full of Ziploc bags of candy and just write on there, please take one. Please only take one.
Yeah.
So I don't have to open the door. They can just grab one and then go.
That's a good idea.
So that's what I'm doing for trick or treating. Not that I get that many, but leftover candy I have, I'll bring it here for election night coverage following Tuesday.
That's
coming up soon.
Yeah. So since you said election, let's be civil about this. There's pros that you have not only the presidential election, which is mighty confrontational as it is. Then you got 65 or 65A, and I see a lot of people bickering about which one's the best. You decide what's best. That's why we're voting. You got the flag, let's just be civil about it. That's why we get to vote. And there's no sense of being mad at me because I vote one way and you vote the other. That's our rights, and let's just try to be civil about all this.
Exactly, civil as we could be. But Mayor, that's all I had, unless there's anything else that you had.
I think that's it
this morning. So we'll talk to you on the day after election day. We'll be here. Hopefully we'll all be here.
You'll probably still be here.
Yeah, I might have taken a nap.
That's right.
And woken up. But Mayor, we appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you.
101.1 Breezy 101.